Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KG Jeff. I'm joined now by State Representative Jim Kelly. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Zach. A beautiful day.
And yeah, nice warm fall day this morning.
Yeah, kind of, and a pretty sky on the drive over. It's sun coming up, nice orange glow, so get up around 90 today. Then the nice part is in the evening, it's cool again. So.
Yeah, I agree. You're really setting the scene for this for people who listen to this interview in the future, I suppose.
Yeah, and a perfect intro into fall coming up.
Absolutely,
about a week.
Yeah. So here, speaking of fall, I know we have some interim sessions coming up in the fall. Would you care to speak about those just a little bit?
Yeah, there's a number of interim sessions, and those are usually set up if there is a bill that you think will have some merit but needs study. A committee chairman can request a interim committee. Now, whether you'll get it or not, it's hard to tell. But so I think there are 11 or 12 interim committees that were granted, and they go from one day to maybe out to 3 days. And so I'm on two of them coming up. The first one coming up is financial institutions and insurance, and this is made up of House and Senate members that are on that committee. And so on the Senate side, it is financial institutions and insurance. On the House side, it's financial institutions and pensions, and that's the committee that I'm chairman of. But there's also an insurance committee. So this is a mix of members in the House of the financial institutions and then the insurance committee members. There are seven members on the committee. And so what you do over the financial institutions is a one-day affair. So I think it was slated to start at 9 and get out about 4:30. And so you'll take in topics and look at it on that particular committee. We're going to look on the financial institution side. It's going to be payday loans. And there was in the just past session, there was a bill introduced dramatically revamp the payday loan industry. It came out of the Kansas Catholic Conference. The bill was introduced, and it sets it up more like a payment loan, a consumer payment loan. The interest rates that were in that bill were like 36%, but it's dramatically different, lower than some of the loans in the payday industry. So we will look at everything that's in that bill. It all comes under the Uniform Consumer Credit Code. So when you open that code up, which you would do in the session if you work that bill, there's other things that could come in under the Uniform Commercial Code. And then also there is a committee that is established, the CFPB, I believe. They're looking at different things in the financial industry. They are studying and have studied for quite a while the payday loan industry, and they're supposed to, sometime in the fall, October or November, come out with their recommendations. So we requested an interim committee because we didn't want to do anything with a piece of legislation that is going to have something come out in October or November that could say, too bad. That's not what the new rules say, and then you're stuck. You got to go back and fix it. The other committee, other thing that will be looked at is minimum liability limits in Kansas. Other than the property damage, the other limits haven't been changed in 33 or 34 years. So that committee is charged at looking, should those limits be changed? What are the pluses, what are the minuses of it? And both of those could be full day topics probably in themselves, but it'll be half a day on one, half a day on the other. And then after coming up kind of in the middle of October, October 19th and 20th, I'm on an interim committee that is going to look at telehealth and try to put together a telehealth bill. I had a telehealth bill that I introduced this past session, and there was one other telehealth bill that was much narrow. It was more narrowly focused than the one that I had, but we're going to have a two-day meeting on it and bring in telehealth providers and have them give demonstrations on what they do. I mean, there are ones that you can do things on your cell phone, and I think from what we hear that about everything other than an anesthesiologist could use telehealth in a way. So I think that'll be interesting. We want to try to come up with a bill to have introduced before the session starts. So the chairman of that committee is the chairman of the House Health Committee, and I visited with him yesterday, and he wants to work that bill within the first 2 weeks that we're back in the 2018 session. And so it'll be interesting. The commercial carriers don't necessarily like payment parity. One of the things we want is a telehealth visit paid in the same manner that an in-office visit is, because in rural areas, sometime in the future, telehealth may be the best available option they have to begin with. So those two will come up. One is 1 day, one is 2 days, and both of them are going to draw crowds. Both the first interim that I'm on, it'll draw a crowd, and the telehealth one, just based on 2 days and what the chairman told me, it's going to draw a big crowd. So it'll be an interesting 3 day total coming up in October.
I guess, can I ask for your clarification, what exactly is telehealth?
Well, telehealth is using an electronic means to visit with the patient. So,
like Skype or?
Yeah, it could be Skype. It could be Alexa. And in some cases, it could be back and forth on your smartphone. But an example could be is that if you lived here, Kansas went into what was called the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact last year. And so with that, one of the states that belongs to that compact is Minnesota. So you could actually sit in Coffeyville and your physician could arrange for a specialist at the Mayo Clinic to look and visit with you and look at results, have results to them and help with a potential diagnosis for the doctor. It could also be used, say you have a surgery in a metro area and then you come back, and particularly for it could be a nursing home resident, it could be an older resident, and it's a 3 to 4 hour trip back, when we want to see you, in 3 weeks, and you go in and they say, how you doing? And you say, good. And they say, okay, well, that's good. Everything looks good. Just so to try to cut that visit to a telehealth visit where you go into a provider's office, your doctor, they can get on the telehealth, the surgeon or whoever he designates visits with you, and you save a 6 hour round trip. So
now there's a dozen questions I would love to ask about that, but we are just about out of time. But before we go, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think, the one thing that I like about the interims that I'm going to be on, they're all big topics. It's somewhat hard to do it during the legislative session because there's so much going on, you can't devote the time as much to do it. And so I think this, they've really set up some good ones this year, not just the ones I'm on, that you have some advanced work done and you can, hit the ground running. I mean, we'll have the number of things coming up. The school decision still has not come out. Traditionally, they come out Friday about 9:30, so we'll see if it comes out this week. We'll have that to deal with. We'll have, budget issues to deal with. And this is just a good way to get some of the key issues not so bogged down. Other than that, I mean, I've had over the months since you know, during the summer, it's a great time back here with the Interstate Fair and Rodeo and Niwala coming up in October and Independence, and then all the Christmas parades in Coffeyville, Independence, and Cherryville. So fall is one of my favorite times of the year, and it's a good way to lead back into the 2018 session.
Representative Jim Kelly, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Zach. Appreciate it, and I always love coming down to visit with you, and hope everyone has a great weekend.
And you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.